I guess I just want a promise. A promise? The first boy sat up, all of his attention now focused on Happy. Like what? Happy thought for a moment before responding. A promise that we'll remain friends no matter what happens. Ooh, we can do that, the first guy cheered, clapping his hands as his beam grew bigger. I don't want to lose you guys either. You're super cool and fun, and since we're all going to a new and scary place, we'll have each other's backs whenever we fall apart. It'll be perfect. He glanced at the second guy. What do you think, Ben? Ben pushed up his spectacles and smiled. I like your answer, Matthew. He fixed his eyes on Happy as he said, Don't worry about us drifting apart, Happy. Even if we're at our worst, we'll always turn back to each other. That's what best friends are for, right? Happy's eyes widened as he took in the looks on his friends' faces and processed their answers. There was another long gap without talking, and when Matthew interrupted it by asking, Happy, you okay? Happy responded by wrapping him and Ben in a hug. Thanks so much, you guys, Happy whispered. Now let's pinky promise it. Really? Ben groaned, the sound rumbling against Happy's cheek. I thought we left that behind. We're not first graders anymore. Happy pulled back and frowned at him while Matthew laughed. I like the sound of it. It'll be a memento of our youth right as we become teenagers. Ben sighed and quickly threaded his hand through his short blonde locks. Well, then I guess I can't be against it because it's two against one. All right, Happy, you win.